Right, we are at the top of Yudches Amar Aleph. We're still kind of continuing this conversation about the Shita of Rav Yehoshua in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had kind of jumped to this case, which seemed to be a little bit not quite so relevant to a certain extent, in terms of the case of the woman who had become an Amana and was a Grusha and was arguing about the, you know, status of her Ksuba, and then Modi Rav Yehoshua. Right, that the guy who says, "I bought your father," you know, by the way, that field was your father's. I bought it, and the fact that he said that he's believed because Apesha also Apesha hit there, right? And the Gemara continues to question why they brought specific the case that the guy says it was your father's field that I bought. Why don't you say it was his field that you bought? And why referring to over and over these cases of where he's believed because he's the one who brings it up in the first place. He's the one who offers the information. Etc. So the Gemara is going to offer, you know, a couple more, you know, questions. So it was, why didn't you offer a different case? So let's go over literally the top line, Yerchas Aleph, last word on the line of Velisni. So the Gemara now says as follows: Velisni, maybe I should give a different case. Velisni Modi Rav Yehoshua veOmer lechaveru mana lavisi mimcha uprativ lecha. Right? Maybe the case shouldn't be that I bought your father's field. Right, the field was your father's, and I bought it from him. But instead, the case would be that I say I lent you $100, and I paid you back. Right, shehu neman. Maybe say Rabbi Shu would say if you say that again, it's the same type of thing. It's a pesha asa hu pesha eter. I offer the information. Right, I say I borrowed $100 from you, and I say I paid you back. Right. So Shuneman, it should be believed, right? So why not give that example? Rashi says, "V'listening mana levisi mcha." Look at Rashi. Mil says, "Rabbi Yeshua dashminan." Right, the case of Yeshua that we've been talking about. The moda heicha the ein shor shachal lefanecha. Right, if you remember that. But one of the reasons why the Gemara said a number of daf ago that Rabbi Yeshua believes him in that case, that migu is a migu that's believed, right? Is because ein shor shachal lefanecha. Nothing's happened. Nothing happened that forces me against the wall to make a taina. Right before we, you know, the other case was a case where the woman is found to have basulim, and now she says, "Well, it was ones, right? I got raped," rather than saying, "I had a, you know, mugaseitzani," right? So there we said that's a migo. She could have had a better title. She could have said mugaseitzani, but we don't believe her, right? Rishu doesn't believe in that case. Why? Because harish shor shachal lefanecha. Something happened that's causing her to give some type of answer, right? So the fact that she's answering, the fact that she had a better time isn't such a great point because she's being forced to answer something because we found out something, you know, shocking about her. Mm-hmm. But here, the point that Rabbi Shua is willing to, you know, use the migo and say, "Wow, this guy can be believed because he could have said nothing, right? The shore is not shachal lefanecha. Nothing happened. He's just offering the information, right? So if it's a case of just offering information and he's believed because the information was never asked of him, use this case, right? Go look back in Rashi, right? My shna dashmina bekarka. Why does that be a case of where he says, "I purchased your father's field"? V'yitzrich l'misni abia aviv. And you're talking about a case where his father's mishum seifa linkot milsei b'metatalin, right? Rather just give a case of, you know, movable property. Talk about movable property and talk about the guy himself. Don't talk about, land and the person's father. Give it the most simple case, which would be basically, I borrowed $100 from you and I paid you back. Why not give that case? So why don't we do that? Says the Well, we have the second part of the Mishnah, which would say, if this was the case, again, the Sefer doesn't say this. This is what the Sefer would say if this was the case that we talked about. Im yesh edim shu lava mimenu vu omer prativ einun eman. Right? Meaning, what's the end of that Mishnah? The end of the line of the Mishnah is, right, that the guy says, this is your father's land, and I purchased it, right? He's believed. However, if there are edim that it was his father's field, and he says, "I bought it," we don't believe him anymore because we have edim, the guy that the field was his father's. Well, that's not going to work in our case because the guy says, "I borrowed $100 from you and I paid," right? And now there are edim that say, "You borrowed the money." So what? That's not going to make you not believe that you paid. Why? The halacha will not be correct, right? Why? Right? There's a concept in general in halacha. Let's say a person makes a deal, right? So a person borrows $10,000, whatever, it doesn't matter, $100 from somebody, right? And they're edim present and they see it and they sign a shtar, etc. And now I want to pay the money back, I don't have to bring witnesses with me when I pay the money back, right? As long as I have a shtar, etc. So I shouldn't say that. The rule is I don't have to pay. I don't have to pay back with Edom. So if that's true, then this case won't work in the context of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah specifically says that if there are Edom that saw the original thing happen, then we don't trust him that he followed through and he paid.
Whereas by karka, you would.
By karka, that would be true, because we talked about the case of the Cheskas Gimel Shanim and the guy lost his shtar. That's true by karka. That's not true by a loan. By a loan, I don't have to pay back with Edom. Right? And since I don't have to pay back with Edom, this whole concept isn't going to work in that Mishnah. That's the reason why the Gemara. So basically, the Gemara is saying, you're right, that would have been the easiest case, but that's not going to be our case, because our case talks about a scenario where he's not believed as long as we have witnesses that the original transaction took place. So it's not going to work. Fine.
Well, you just said that. I mean, it's a shtar, though. There has to be some proof that he paid it back. There's 80.
Yeah.
That said that,
yeah. So how do we? You're saying, how does that work when a person makes a loan with Edom and pays him back without Edom? So how does that work? So presumably, what happens is when a person would pay back the loan, they'd get the shtar, right?
Right.
Or they get some type of document in return.
But in this case, he's not bringing that shtar. He's just saying, yeah, I borrowed and I.
Yeah. So why? So why is that? It's a good question. I have to look it up. I don't remember why.
It may not have been a shtar. It might have just been he loaned it in front of Edom.
And then, so why does it, why is he believed? Why does he not need a shtar? Why does he not need something afterwards when he comes back to say, yeah, I paid it up? Why does he need some type of proof? It's a good question. Right? I have to double check it. It's a good question. But the fact that is the case explains why we don't use that as that case in our Mishnah. Why that's the case is a separate question, which it's a good question. Just go back to the Neder. Fine. But now the Gemara is going to try another case. V'lisni. What about that different? Why give it another example? V'lisni. Modi Rabbi Yeshua be'omer l'chaver manu la'avicha be'yadi ve'hachalti pras. Right? Maybe. What about the following case? Right? Still use money instead of using karka, but now I'll use the father, and I'll even make it more exciting. I didn't pay back all the money. Right? Manu la'avicha be'yadi. I have $100 that belongs to your father in my hands. Ve'hachalti pras, and I paid back half of it. Juneman, right? The person is believed when he says such a thing, right? So why don't we use that case, right? Allow him in that scenario to again. Why not use that as the case? The guy is, again, when he makes the hodah, he's the one who says, "I borrowed the money and I paid back half." So he's believed again because of pesha asa hush pesha hiter, right? Why don't we give that example? Look at Rashi, and this gets into another question, which is a question of shvua. So Rashi says, in the first skinny line, Prativ chetzio, right? He paid back half of it. Shehu neman, he's believed below shavua, right? He's believed he doesn't have to take a shavua that he paid back half. Why? Hol va'ein shor shachal lefanav, because again, he has no impetus. Nothing's forcing him to make this statement. He decides to make the statement on his own. So he's not, when a person offers advice, we don't require, there's certain scenarios where a person makes a statement and we say, well, we'll believe you as long as you take a shavua that it's true, right? So in this scenario, he doesn't have to take a shavua. Why? Because there's nothing that forced him to give the to make this statement. Dashmin and Rebusa da afagav the mode of mixus pater hove inatova, right? Hove inatova. Even though he was mode of mixus, even though his mode that he offers that he still owes some of the money, nevertheless, he's parched from Meshua. Why? Because no one asked him for it, right? Usually, if someone says, you owe me money, and say, no, I don't know you. Someone comes to me and says, you owe me $1,000. And say, no, I owe you $500. So your mode of mixed is a tina. You agree to half of it. So the rule is, that works as long as you also make a Shavua, right? But in this case, since that's because why? I'm believed, right? Because I'm willing to offer, that some of it is true, but I have to take a shua. Why? Because the person put my back against the wall by accusing me, right? But here the guy didn't have his back against the wall. Again, ain't sure shakal the fun of. He wasn't asked to say anything, and he offers it. So then maybe in this case, even though his motive mixus, usually motive mixus has to make a shua, here he's not going to have to, and that would be like sort of the chiddush. So Gemara says, well, that's a nice idea, but I'll leave it to man. Who's this going to be like? Because we have a machlokas about this case in general. Right, Liba Daman. Back in the Gemara now. So the Gemara, if you go back now into the Gemara, Liba Daman, says the Gemara, Ia Liba the Rabbanan, if you're going to follow the opinion of the Rabbanan, if you want to say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of the Rabbanan, Ha Amre Meshiv Aveda Have. Right? The Rabbanan hold that this case is like a person who's doing Hashavas Aveda. Okay, so we'll see what that means as we move on. But Eli with the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and if you want to hold, he's like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who argues the Rabbanan in such a case. Ha'amr Shavuabai. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that he's really taking a Shavua. That he has to take a Shavua, right? This Sanya, and then we're going to see this whole Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Pam Shadam Yishbal Tanis Atzmo. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says sometimes, right? Usually a person takes a Shavua only when somebody made a Tana against him. Right, someone says to him, "You owe me money," and he has to make. Okay, so now he's mowed the mikzas. He has to take a shua, etc. But there can be a scenario, says Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, where the person has to make a shua, even though he didn't make. The person never said anything to him. He made the tana himself. He brought it up. Right, someone should give him good advice not to bring it up. But fine. But he did. Right, in case. What are we talking about? This is our case. Manalavicha beyadi ve'achaltif pras harizeh nishba. Right, that a person says. I owed your father $100 and I paid back $50, right? That person has to take a shua, right? Vizeo shenishba tanas atzmo, and that's a person who's making a shua. Why? Because something that he said, right? He offered the information and he has to make the shua. Fine. But the Chachamim amrim, einu ela kebeshiv aveida upater. But the Chachamim say, no, he doesn't have to take a shua. Why? Because he's not, he's just being a nice guy, right? He's just being a meshiv aveida. He's just like returning sort of a lost object, right? He's saying, here, by the way, here's the $50 that I owed your father that you didn't know anything about. And that's why he certainly doesn't have to make a shua in that case. So,
by the way, I wonder if that's maybe he was making a shua in that earlier case. That may be why, that's why in that earlier case he's believed.
In which case? What do you mean?
Where he was asking why is he, in the prior case, why he's...
With the person who pays back with Edim?
Yeah.
You're saying maybe he's going to be Shavua? That could be. It'd be surprising, though, because then the Gemara is switching out of a case of Shavua, and kind of like the assumption the first case was not a case of Shavua. But I hear you. But it'd be surprising if that was the case, because the Gemara has moved on to a case of Shavua, which is exactly the point. That's the Chiddush of this case. So if the previous case is talking about a case of Shavua, it'd be surprising to now offer a new case, which also is a case of Shavua. But I hear you. Fine. So the Gemara now takes a sidetrack for a second and wants to understand this machlokas. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov leis meishiv aveda pater. So I don't get it. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold that a person who's a meishiv aveda, just in general, person who returns a lost object, right? He's bringing back a lost object. You don't think that doesn't take a shavua? He shouldn't have to, right? That's a rule in general, right? The Rashi just points out that it's a Gemara in Gittin. Right, that says that Hamotzi Mitzia, a person who finds a Mitzia, Lo Yishba, Mimpei Tikkun Olam. If you made a Meshia Veda promise, like, guy brings back $100, you're like, well, he's like, well, I lost 200. So take a Shavua that you didn't really find 200, and you're just bringing back 100. So we don't make people take a Shavua, why not? Because they'll never do it. Yeah. Right? Mimpei Tikkun Olam only means because no one's going to do it, right? No one's going to bring back the money. So if you're going to put me on the chopping block when I show up to do a chesed, then I'm not gonna return the money. So the general rule is Meshia Veda definitely doesn't have to take a shua. Right? So that's why Rabbi Yaakov agreed that someone who's a Meshia Veda doesn't have to make a shua. So Amarav Bitar no Kata. No, the case is that he didn't. The taina here is there was he did he isn't just offering the information, right? The case here is not that he's just offering information and we happen to be now requiring to make a shua. The answer is there's somebody who's upset, who's saying, wait a second, you owe me my money. Who's that? The kid, it's a katan, right? It's a child. And since the katan, so it's sort of like a taina being made against them, but not really, because the taina is coming from a katan. So Gemara says, v'hamar mar, ein yishban al tanis chereshot v'katan. But the taina of a chereshot v'katan is nothing. It's like no one made a taina at all. So the fact that it's a taina of a katan, what does that mean? So Gemara says, well, no, my katan gadol. No, it's really an adult. I mean, he's over bar mitzvah. But my karle katan, the legavi mila de aviv katan who, right? So the Gemara itself is saying sometimes a bar mitzvah boy isn't really an adult, right? He's a child still when it comes to his father's issues. So Gemara says ihachi tanis atzmo tanis acherim hi. That's not a tanis, meaning the whole conversation. Now you're saying he's an adult. Fine. So then the whole conversation doesn't start. This wasn't a person offering information. There was an adult who came after him, and that's the reason he has to argue back, and that's why he has to make a shua, right? So Gemara says, no, tainas acherim v'hodas atzmo. No, it's a tainas acherim. Really, someone's arguing, bringing a taina to him, but he has to be, he's being moda. Gemara says, kule tainas acherim v'hodas atzmo. That's all the cases. The cases are always someone comes to you and the person's moda. So, elahacha b'derabba kamifigi. No, it's really the whole machlokes is about Rabbah. Why? Because Rabbah says that Rabbah ma amra Torah moda b'miksa satayna yishba. Why does a person typically have to take a shvua if they agree to some of what the person argued about them? Chazaka in other meis panav b'fnei balchovo. Because a person typically, why does he moda b'miksa? And this is true in life in general. Yeah, if you're having a conversation with somebody, a child, right, or any person, so usually what they do, they don't want to admit everything, right? But they can't not admit at least something, right? If someone's too embarrassed to totally lie, so they're not going to say, you know, I didn't borrow at all. They say, well, I didn't borrow $1,000. I borrowed $500, right? The person won't say that. So why do we? I mean, the point is that we don't totally believe them when they say $500, because the reason they say $500 is because they have to say something. They can't. That's like too embarrassing. But really, they agree they owe $1,000. So what do we make them do? We make the geshua to make sure that they shore up that this is really the truth, because very often a person will lie a little rather than lying totally. So Gemara says, "V'hai b'kula by the lichberei, v'hai lo kafar lei mishum de in other meis panav who u'b'kulu by the lodi lei, v'hai lo lodi lei ki heicha de shtamit lei, v'savra adahav lei zuzei u'parana lei rachmana amay ramish shvua lei ki heicha de lodi lei b'kula." So the possibility is, and we'll have to stop here, but that basically the idea is maybe one of the reasons why a person says, you know, goes ahead and lies a little bit is because they don't want it. Really, they intend to pay everything back. But they can't, they don't want to go all the way through it. They wanted to give him a little bit of time. So, Mitzvah, we'll talk about that case tomorrow. Mitzvah.